The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 trivia questions on dogs and dog-related things. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and today I've got a great episode for you on 11 questions on dogs and dog-related stuff, recorded live at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. Before we get to that, I got some fun questions from a sports trivia game that my friend Manny Majerian sent me. I did a couple of these last month, so I thought I'd do a couple more on today's intro. These are just three random trivia cards from a game called Ridley's Games Room Sports Quiz. So here we go. First one of the sports questions for the intro. Which country hosted the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup? Was it France, China, Germany, or Canada? Which country hosted the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup? Was it France, China, Germany, or Canada? The answer was Canada. There you go. FIFA World Cup for Women 2015, hosted in Canada. Your next question, which team made the most Super Bowl appearances in the 2000s? That would be 2000 to 2010, I believe. Which team made the most Super Bowl appearances in that decade? Was it the Carolina Panthers, the Denver Broncos, the New England Patriots, or the New York Giants? And the answer there was, of course, the New England Patriots. When in doubt, go with the Pats. And here's the third question. Who was the MVP in the 2016 NBA All-Star Game? Was it Kevin Durant, LeBron James, James Harden, or Russell Westbrook? Who do you think was MVP in the 2016 NBA All-Star Game about 3 years ago? And the answer was not LeBron James, which is what I would have guessed. It was Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook. So there's a little bit of just warm-up trivia for this episode that has nothing to do with sports. It's all about dogs. But hey, this set of trivia cards was on my desk, and I thought, why not read a few from there? It is the sporty season. We got NFL starting back up, and everyone's going nuts about it. And it is so far not interfering with too many of my trivia nights. People usually have the game on one TV, and I'm on another TV, and everybody's happy. So if you're a big NFL fan, I just did a round this week on the NFL written by my friend Cam Molidor for my live events. So I'll record that in the next couple days and post it maybe Monday or Tuesday. So get ready for some more sports trivia if you like this little intro, especially the NFL coming your way. All right, let's dive into 11 questions from dogs and dog-related things recorded at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. Here we go.
All right, my friends, this is round number one of trivia. You guys ready to play some trivia? Here we go. This is dog trivia. Question number one for dogs. What was the name of the safety dog who said to take a bite out of crime? Number one, what was the name of the safety dog who said to take a bite out of crime? That's dog's question number one. Trivia free to play every Thursday, 8 to 10, right here at RT Rogers Brewing. Thanks for hanging out. Number one, what was the name of the safety dog who said to take a bite out of crime? Question number two. Millie was an English Springer Spaniel dog of what U.S. president? Number two, Millie was an English Springer Spaniel dog of what U.S. president? Who had a dog named Millie? Number two. Question number two again. Millie was an English Springer Spaniel dog of what U.S. president? Yeah. Question number three, Dog Days, was the subtitle to what 2012 movie derived from a kids' book series? Number three, Dog Days, was the subtitle to what 2012 movie derived from a kids' book series? Maybe you have kids. Maybe you are a kid, or you read a lot of YA novels. You might know this one. Number three. Write it down, number three. Lots of great beers here to try on tap. I would go with the Shoemaker's Red IPA. That's always a good one. And great tacos on the patio if you're hungry from Evil Cook's Tacos. Number three, Dog Days, was the subtitle to what 2012 movie derived from a kid's book series?
Number two.
Question number four. Hey Bulldog was a 1969 song by what band? Hey Bulldog was a 1969 song by what band? Number four, number four. Speaking of bands and music, Jim Wright, Touchstyle guitarist, will be doing shows here on September 22nd at 7:30 p.m. R.T. Rogers Brewing, Sierra Madre, California. Come see Jim Wright, Touchstyle guitarist. All the info is at rtrbrew.com. Number four, Hey Bulldog was a 1969 song by what band? Question number five, Parappa the Rapper was a 1996 beat-based video game for what game console? Number five, Parappa the Rapper was a 1996 beat-based video game for what game console? Number five, halfway through this round on dog-related items. Trivia every Thursday, glad you guys are here. We have tons of great beers and tacos to try. We are giving away some movies tonight. First place gets a gift card to the joint. Second place will get a four-movie pack of old, timeless horror classics. The Face of Marvel is one of them. I Bury the Living, The Four Skulls of Jonathan Drake, and The Snake Woman. Get ready for those. Also, a Masters of Horror DVD with Sean Patrick Flannery called The Damned Thing. So second and third place getting some spooky stuff to watch this fall at R.T. Rogers. Hope you still have a DVD player. Here's number six. What was Cesar Millan's hit pup training show that aired 2004 to 2012? Number six. What was Cesar Millan's pup training show that aired 2004 to 2012? I thought this was still on. I didn't know it went off in 2012. 2012 was the year I moved to Los Angeles from Chicago. Number six. A couple more questions for this first round. If you're not doing so hot, don't worry. There's four more rounds of trivia. Or maybe you're killing it. Maybe you know everything there is to know about dogs and dog-related things. If that's the case, you might want to use your doubler. Check the box in the bottom right-hand corner of your answer sheet if you want to use it. What was Cesar Millan's hit pup training show that aired from 2004 to 2012? Number seven, what breed of dog is Lady in the Disney film Lady and the Tramp? Number seven, what breed of dog is Lady in Lady and the Tramp? They're doing a live-action version of this for Disney+. It's one of their premiere movies when the service comes out on November 12th. I'm signed up for 3 years in advance already. $140. Can't go wrong. Number seven, what breed of dog is Lady in the Disney film Lady and the Tramp? Number seven. Question number eight, what dog food brand used the slogan helping your pet to live a better life? Number eight, what dog food brand used the slogan helping your pet to live a better life? Number eight, what do you think? Number eight. Shout out to this team, Old Gods, always bringing the snacks. They've got Maui caramel macadamia nuts, is that what that is? Wow, must be nice to be billionaires. Number eight. And also Kettle Brand apple cider vinegar. Oh, did you bring these in? I have like 10 bags of those at my house because they're limited edition. They're very good. I eat about a bag every other day. Number eight. Shout out to my sponsor, Kettle Brand Potato Chips. Number nine. Doug is a dog on Instagram with 3.8 million followers. What breed of dog is he? Number nine, Doug is a dog on Instagram with 3.8 million followers. What breed is he? Number nine. I'll write it down, number nine. What do you think, number nine? We got 10 of the bonus, and we're done for this round. 10 of the bonus. And then we're giving away 6 puppies. No, we're not. But that would be exciting, wouldn't it? Well, we actually do have a puppy to give away. If you're looking for a puppy, what kind of puppy is this? Okay, cool. I thought you were going to say Luke for a second. Just for a second. Number 10. What is Prince Eric's sheepdog's name in The Little Mermaid? Number 10. What is Prince Eric's sheepdog's name in The Little Mermaid? Number 10. Number 10. Write it down, number 10. Number 10. What is Prince Eric's sheepdog's name in The Little Mermaid? Number 10. Oh, that's the name of the dog that you have to give away? Interesting. Number 10. And the bonus question for 2 points. What word did the Z stand for in Dogtown and the Z Boys? This is a tough question. This is a documentary about surfers and skaters. Not too far from here. What did the Z stand for in Dogtown and the Z Boys? If you get it right, you get 2 points. That's a tough one. Good luck. Some teams this week have been getting it, so maybe you will too. That's the end of round number one, dog trivia. Any repeats for round number one? Any repeats? All right, we'll be right back with those repeats and the answers in just a bit. These were the answers to round number one. Let's see what you got right and wrong on the dogs round. Question number one, what was the name of the safety dog who said to take a bite out of crime? That was Scruff McGruff. Or you could have said McGruff the crime dog. Number one. Number two, Millie was an English Springer Spaniel dog of what U.S. president? George H.W. Bush. George H.W. Bush. Number two. Number three, Dog Days was the subtitle to what 2012 movie derived from a kid's book series? That was Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Number four, Hey Bulldog was a 1969 song by what band? The Beatles. That was a Beatles song. A lot of good guesses there. People said The Doors, Rolling Stones, but it was The Beatles. Number five, Parappa the Rapper was a 1996 beat-based video game for PlayStation. PlayStation 1. Number six, what was Cesar Millan's hit pup training show that aired 2004 to 2012? Dog Whisperer. Dog Whisperer. Number seven, what breed of dog is Lady in the Disney film Lady and the Tramp? Cocker Spaniel. Number seven, Cocker Spaniel. Number eight, what dog food brand used the slogan, helping your pet live a better life? That was Pedigree. Pedigree. Few teams got it. Pedigree. Number nine, Doug is a dog on Instagram with 3.8 million followers. What breed is he? He's a pug. Doug the pug. Doug the pug. Number 10, what is Prince Eric's sheepdog's name in The Little Mermaid? Max. M-A-X, Max. And the bonus for 2 points, what word did the Z stand for in Dogtown and the Z Boys? That was Zephyr. Zephyr. Which is also a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Those are your answers for round number one. Great job, everybody, on the dogs category.
There it was. And just as I finished the last recording, my dog shook in a very loud way. I wish it would have been on the recording since this episode was about dogs. That would have been just perfect. But I hope you had fun playing along with some dog trivia with some rowdy folks. Man, we had every seat full for trivia this night, so it's a little bit louder than my other recordings at RT Rogers. Last week, we had a real small crowd of maybe just 20 people and a lot of empty seats, and I thought it was due to just football being back and it's Thursday night and all kinds of stuff. And then this week, it was completely full again. So RT Rogers, great place to have a beer, some tacos, some pizza, some ribs. They always have rotating menus and caterers and food trucks. So go check them out anytime you're near Sierra Madre, California, rtrogersbrewing.com. All right, guys, it's time for the question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. San Dimas is where Bill and Ted are from. So you should go check this place out just for that alone. If you like Bill and Ted's excellent adventures And maybe you like that Bill and Ted cartoon from the 90s, which I did. Oh, man. I used to watch that at my friend George Shaw's house. What a fun cartoon that was. Question of the day, Funky Monkey Designs. You can go check out all the cool stuff they can design for you at fmdesignsinc.com. What was the subtitle to Friday the 13th, Part 8? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Now, Friday the 13th was yesterday, if you're listening to these episodes in order, and I did not do a Friday the 13th episode, but maybe I will a couple days late, because I'm a huge fan of that franchise. I think I've done it maybe once before. I know we've done some horror trivia on the show, but I am actually going to watch Friday the 13th Part 6 tonight, Jason Lives, because I've not seen it in a while, and it's one of my favorites. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Bill Watterson for the creator, illustrator, and writer of Calvin and Hobbes. And your trivia team name of the day for today is Camp Crystal Lake Swim Team, the Camp Crystal Lake Swim Team. Watch out in those murky waters. You never know who will pull you down by the ankles, and it ain't Jaws. Guys, if you want to play trivia for real money, go check out Skilly World. Skillyworld.com, SKILLI World.com. They do a nightly game about 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and it is tons of fun. All the questions are true, false, and you can win real money if you throw a few bucks in. You get to play different games on different themes, and also you get to play your first game totally free. So check it out, Skillyworld.com. If you're a fan of HQ trivia, you will like this, and the odds are more in your favor because it is not blown up just yet. But hey, that's the point of me mentioning it on a Trivia Lovers podcast. So thank you so much for checking out this show. Thanks for checking out skillyworld.com. Thanks for checking out Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.